Welcome to This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. As we ponder another year of progress as well as setbacks in the struggle for equality around the world, we also recall how queer music provided the soundtrack. Even though there's no news report this week or next, we're continuing to track events in or affecting our global LGBT communities to bring you up to date when NewsWrap returns in 2 weeks. And now, with the first of our two traditional holiday season specials, here are Chris Wilson and J.D. Doyle, orchestrated by production maestro Christopher David Trentum, with their audiophile 2006 Year in Review.
I'm tired of all this craziness. I can hardly believe it, hardly believe it. I know I'm not your therapist, but you gotta believe me, you gotta believe me. Now the smooth feeling fills you up, spreading through your veins,
spreading through
your
veins.
Hello and welcome to our special Year in Review expanded edition of Audiophile. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. In the past year, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered artists brought us an exceptional variety of music. As always, narrowing them down to just a few was not an easy task. But we're sharing with you seven of our favorites from our 2006 Audiophile features.
An artist who just goes by the name Darren starts our look back at 2006 with his debut album called Anything Is Possible.
Darren moved from the UK to New York City about 7 years ago, and his album reflects a blend of his Britpop influences while taking in his new experiences in the US.
You've frozen my heart with your cruel words. You turn me in and out, made me start to doubt. You messed with my mind until I didn't know what was up, what was going down.
Oh, love can push you to the limit,
make you cross that fine line
between pleasure and pain. Oh, love can push you to the limit,
set your heart on fire, then burn you with love's brutal flame.
Don't look behind.
With ever-changing rules, I no longer know how to play.
Can I ever win?
Find out more about Darren and his album, Anything Is Possible, at www.darrenmusic.com.
The second album by Levi Christ is called One of the Ones.
Here we go, isn't it familiar? I hadn't had someone to talk to in such a long time, and it's strange all we have in common. And your company was just the thing I needed tonight. Somehow I feel I should apologize, 'cause I'm just a little shaken by what's going on inside. I should go before my will gets any weaker and my eyes begin to linger longer than they should. I should go before I lose my sense of a reason
and this hour holds more meaning than it ever could. I should go, baby, I should go.
Levi Christ came to LA from Eastern Tennessee and is doing quite well, appearing in musicals, on television, and in several movies while still having time to record beautifully intimate music about his life and loves.
While most of the songs on One of the Ones are piano ballads, he does get a bit edgier with the closing track.
Something that I never said, a story that I've never shared. I was only 20 years old, he was a love affair. Soon became a humble home, wrecked with animosity.
Sing it.
Took it to the bottle, and then turned around and took it out on me. And I was just a boy, a scrawny little boy, a naive, faggot little boy. Too confused by love to leave, too abused by you to see that you were maniacal, certifiable. It's comical when I'm looking back. I see you've made a man out of me.
You can learn more about the album, One of the Ones by Levi Christ, at www.levichrist.com. That's www.levichrist.com.
Second grade, Billy Sims. Playing out by the jungle gym. All the boys laughed at him for some sort of speech impediment. And they knocked him down. And I pushed them off. And they kicked our asses, 'cause we. Underdog. Seventh grade, Cindy Sloan, eating in the lunchroom all alone. They called her strange, but I could see that she was just different like me. So I asked her.
The song is called The Underdogs, and last June it won the Out Music Award for Out Song of the Year. It is also the title track of the highly acclaimed album by Jen Foster.
The black and white picture taken by a stranger out in the streets of New Orleans. The blanket I stole from that hotel in London. You asked if I thought that I was the queen. My big blue sweater, you made it look better. It's folded in the corner of your suitcase. You're taking everything. You got my heart on a string.
Find out more about Jen Foster and her album, The Underdogs, at www.jenfoster.com.
That's my life behind closed doors. Live and learn so I can cry some more. It's that pain running through my veins. It's a wonder I survive. I hear the radio on beside my bed, and it's playing that same sad song. My doctor told me to be taking these meds, but my gut is telling me it's wrong. I'm alone in bed, now my life is sad. How am I supposed to live without you? That's right.
That song's a little bit country, and you'll find that and a lot of rock on the second album released by Josh Zuckerman. It's called Out From Under.
You can learn more about the CD, Out From Under by Josh Zuckerman, at www.joshzuckerman.com. That's www.joshzuckerman.com. You're listening to the Audiophile 2006 Year in Review here on This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Canadian singer-songwriter Farron is an icon in the genre of women's music, so any new album is an event. Her new release this year was called Turning Into Beautiful, and she is indeed glad to be back.
Hello, my friends. I feel so happy to be back. To feel so clear and on the track. But it's more than that. That I mean, I love us in this room. And they tell me that love can ward off gloom. I like to fancy that. When I get scared, I only have to see myself in you. I only try to do it like you do. It seems to pull me through. Took a few plays, it took a few turns to who knows where. Got to scale a few walls to learn I care. Now I know
This is the first studio album by Farron in about 9 years, and it was recorded in perhaps an unlikely location, in a farmhouse on a tiny and remote island off the coast of British Columbia.
She and her producer and former band members brought together their 30-plus years of experience in capturing her sound.
Learning to sense the love. Learning to see the way. Learning to trust.
Information about Farron's latest album, Turning Into Beautiful, can be found at www.farron.com.
Partners in song and life, Jason and DeMarco have not abandoned their spiritual roots, but they took a turn to the mainstream with their album called Till the End of Time.
Another example of their new direction is this high-energy remix single.
Thoughts running through my head. All this time has gone by and I finally
Find out more about Jason and DeMarco's album, Till the End of Time, at www.jasonanddemarco.com.
Nedra Johnson's first album was the critically acclaimed Testify. Her follow-up is simply called Nedra.
You're my sister, you're my brother. When they ask you, you check other. You don't fit in, you're in between. You push their buttons, but you're just like me. You're just like me. Up in trees, playing football, baseball, grass stained knees. Didn't like no dresses or ribbons in my hair, yet every single picture day, that's what I had to wear. So my mama made me wear.
The album contains a number of styles, and it's sensual, it's wise, it's edgy, it's political, it's warm, and it's all well done.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Yeah.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Oh yes, by the intentions of your heart, know that you can call on God. And any way you need her, she will come. That's why I say Jesus is a lesbian. And any way you need her, she will come. And if for you to see the light, you got to be male, long blonde hair and white. Sing hallelujah, I know she'll come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Hey, yeah.
Any way you need her, she will come.
By the intentions of your heart, know that you can call on God. And any way you need her, she will come. Come on, big bro, tell them what you know.
You can learn more about Nedra Johnson and the CD Nedra at www.nedrajohnson.com. That's www.nedrajohnson.com.
And that's it for this special Year in Review edition of Audiophile. We would like to thank our co-producer, Christopher David Trentum, for helping to make Audiophile possible.
You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas 77006, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.
Working stocks and all, I know the Lord will come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
You see, the Bible says that Jesus had dark complexion and hair like a lamb.
Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Simmons, Jr. of Lebanon, Ohio, a longtime This Way Out listener and donor. In memory of my mother, Mabel Simmons, I'm issuing a matching challenge to supporters of this volunteer-driven nonprofit operation. Please visit thiswayout.org to see how your help to keep this program on the air will now be worth twice as much. You'll also get a tax deduction if you're in the United States, and you'll find some unique holiday gifts there too. Again, please log on to thiswayout.org. We'll all be very thankful.
There's no time to lose. This offer ends December 31st.
Hi, this is John Cameron Mitchell, the writer-director of Short Bus.
Hello, I'm Ray Sulito, the director of Blossoming of Maximo Oliveras.
Hello, this is Toby Jones. I play Truman Capote in the new film Infamous.
Hi, this is Tom Fitzgerald, writer-director of Three Needles.
Hello, this is François Ozon, writer and director of Le Temps Qui Reste, Time to Leave.
Hello, I'm Wash Westmoreland.
And I am Richard Glatzer. We are the writer-directors of Quinceañera.
Hi, this is Steve Pride. Join me next time on This Way Out for
Pride on Screen.
Pride on Screen.
Pride on Screen.
Our annual look at the best LGBT films of the year.
Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. This week, Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum brought us their Audiophile 2006 Year in Review, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Please join us next time when our award-winning entertainment reporter Steve Pride looks back at queer film and video during the past 12 months with his Pride on Screen 2006. Remember, you can listen online to This Way Out anytime, exclusively at outinamerica.com. You can also click on the link at the top of our website, thiswayout.org. Most This Way Out operating expenses are funded by direct charitable donations from you, our listeners. Thank you. Please log on to thiswayout.org to help keep this program on the air. Remember, your support is worth twice as much to us, but only until December 31st, 2006. You can also choose from some special CD thank you gifts, including this program. You can email us at tworadio@aol.com or write to us at Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For associate producer Lucia Chappell and all of us at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening in Europe, Asia Pacific, and Africa Middle East regions on the World Radio Network, across the U.S. through distribution on the Public Radio Satellite System and Pacifica Radio, in Australia via ComradeSat, on shortwave station Radio for Peace International, and on more than 150 local stations around the world, including this community radio station. Make a resolution to stay tuned.